Everyone, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. My name is Melody and I will be your host for the next hour. For today, I have a whole bunch of Canadian and more so Vancouver local artists for you guys to listen to. So I would definitely recommend taking note of these artists' names as we go through the whole show if you like what you hear. So the first song I'll be playing for you guys today is called Back at Me by Umbijazi and Peter Dreamanis.
Back at me.
was Dream It All Over Again by Sloan. This next song is called Mainly Crows by Status / Non-Status.
Snow and fun.
We were having way too much fun.
The last song we just heard was called Gray Boy Says by Gord Downie and Bob Rock. This next song is called Bomb by Meg Warren.
When you just can't break away, when you just
the rest of my days. Encourage the babies every time they say self-preservation is what's really going on today. Say I'm gonna turn loose 1,000 times a day, but how can I turn loose when I just can't break away? When I just can't break away. Young hearts run free.
That was Young Hearts Run Free by Ralph. From now until the end of my show today, all of the next artists are Vancouver local artists. So definitely take note of the artist's name if you like what you're hearing and listen to them, because it's very nice to support our local artists. This next song is No One Left by Odinus and The Actors.
I'm not afraid to
That was Go Fish by Cub. I did want to bring up a very interesting news article that I read recently on CBC. And that's that apparently Canadian schools are considering a ban on cell phones for like high schools, I believe, specifically. In the news article, a section of it says some schools across Canada are asking from their teen students in order to reduce bad behavior, remove distractions, and improve quality of life in the classrooms for them to have a ban on the cell phones. It's quite an interesting argument. There's a lot in this article that talks about both the teacher's side and the student side, as well as the parent side. And there are quite a few parents that are actually arguing that the cell phones can be used as a lifeline for these students. It's helpful for them to be able to contact their parents in moments of need, whether it's emotional support or physical safety in different situations. For example, I believe the father in this article is talking about how his daughter was getting bullied at the school, and this her cell phone was a way for her to contact her dad and stay, feel emotionally supported in that way. So yeah, just something to think about, I guess. I've been, I don't know, debating this argument in my own head as well. I'm not sure which way exactly I would swing. But yeah, maybe